Blog Talk Radio.
This the number one champion sound. Yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Set up a motor, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. Take me to
look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. Woo! And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit, but I still talk that cash. Cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest. Like the picture they gladdest. And I know they love it, so they hell with all that rubbish.
Would you be my love?
Could you be mine?
Would you be my love?
Everyone, welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Our Mouth. Tonight, we're only going to have a quick show. We're just going to update you on a few things that are going on because I'm introducing the men folk to Blackadder. I tried introducing AJ to season one, but season one of Blackadder wasn't as good as from season two onwards. For those of you who don't know, Blackadder is the name of Rowan Atkinson's character, and it's each time period is another one of his ancestors. And I'm trying to think. The guy who plays House is also in some of the episodes as well. So it's quite amusing. And I always think it's, like, really funny, to be honest with you. Well, you guys go on about me having to, you know, watch your shows and everything. I think it's time that you opened your minds and watched some things that I grew up with.
Hey, I watched Button Mood. I think I suffered enough.
You ain't funny. See, this to me is what half the problem is that if I'm wanting to watch something that's from my country and everything, it's hard for me to get people to give it more than one episode.
Actually,
before they've had enough.
No, I think that's fact. I've seen Charlie says. I think that
so,
yeah,
I'm going to play a song because I've just lost my train of thought.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
I'm going to pass you to AJ to give you an update on what's going on in Bucksland.
If anybody wants to know what's on. No, I can tell. I can tell. Well, it's going to be different here because of how things shoot here compared to how they shoot in England. I guess like the Bucks, their playoff match, the first round is already set. And they're going to end up facing the Orlando Magic. And I think, like, the actual playoffs will start on Monday. Yeah, this Monday. While they get their 8 and 9 seed things going to be dealt with over the weekend. With the mainly it's going to be the West, because I think right now Portland is in 8th. Memphis is in 9th, and I think Phoenix is, like, right behind them. So that 8 and 9 team probably going to start on Friday or Saturday, one of the two. But the only thing in the East that's not set in stone is the 4th and 5th seed, because both teams, Indiana won their game earlier, and Miami, they're playing their game right now. As far as I saw, they were winning. So I'm praying that Indiana does get that spot, the 4th spot. And or if Indiana wins the first round against Miami, then we can play Indiana in the second round. So it can be, just if we make it to the second round, just put it that way. What the? Oh my God. Look like it could be an album.
That's what they would do, it like
oh.
The one.
Oh, okay. But I think some of y'all already know about the head button that happened. Giannis and Aaron were saying yesterday that it was all built up from, like, in the bubble when, you know, they doing these dirty tricks against them and referees don't even call it. Yeah, I can see some of it, but I can also see, like, yeah, that's true. But some of the things he does is just like some of the calls they made against him. Like, he has an offensive foul on this guy, but this guy was moving. Not like on the Boston game, but it was like a couple other games that happened too. And it was like, wait, what? I don't know why that Coach Bud hasn't challenged it, some of these calls. But I already know they're going to get one challenge, but at least try to challenge one of them. Their last game is tomorrow at 3 o'clock Central Time. Go against Memphis, and Giannis is only suspended for that one game. Which is good relief, because Obi wasn't suspended during the playoffs or whatever, so I can understand that. That would be, like, more rest for him, to be prepared for the playoffs.
Right, he's got to be careful.
Yeah, he does. Don't try to get in any foul trouble either. Exactly. Well, and also, I just want to put my take on this, that how they're doing right now. They only 3-4 in the bubble, which they won their game yesterday, of course. But it seems like Eric Bledsoe didn't have enough practice, or because he's missing, like, some shots that he should be making, like layups and things like that. And it seems like Brooke Lopez is taking the load as of late, scoring, like, over 24 points a game. And it's just good that he's, you know, finally, that he just needs to work on his shooting more. But, like I said, I'm glad that Brooks stepped up, and I'm glad, like, the rest of them that stepped up yesterday. And it was interesting. Yesterday was interesting, but hopefully through the playoffs, they all get their act together and just working as a team and changing their defense when they need to and fix their offense. But well, this show that Hazel is watching, she explained it to you, but it's been funny so far.
Oh, what, this?
Yeah. I guess she'll explain it to you next week. But I'm over here watching, like, most TVs and trying to look at NXT and AEW. And trying to order this stuff before this place closed. So I have to pass it back to Hazel so she can finish it off.
Okay, so basically there isn't really much going on in the world right now. Well, there is, but you know what I'm saying. We were blessed with a big donation of dresses from Foster's resale store in Racine. We have more dresses that we're going to be able to pick up this week as well from people who have them. And, you know, we're trying to push forward as much as we can in regards to getting Maddie's memory back on track since COVID. It's pretty difficult, but, you know, we're trying our best. The other thing that seems to be taking up a lot of the limelight right now is last week Facebook shut down the hashtag for Save the Children. They said that it was promoting something to do with child trafficking and everything, and underage sex with minors, that type of thing. So you couldn't actually at one point use the hashtag Save the Children, and it wouldn't tag you back to, you know, where it's supposed to. The problem in regards to that is that it's created this big movement about it, trying to make sure that the fact that kids are being, you know, sex trafficked is put out there. Now, the other issue that has brought up is how silent a lot of well-known people are in regards to it. That there were so many people coming out celebrity-wise for Black Lives Matter, but are staying very quiet in regards to child sex trafficking and, you know, the prostitution of kids in, like, Hollywood especially, but in other areas. 915 children go missing in the U.S. per day, and it's not being talked about. There's a couple of stars who do talk about it, and one of the ones who's really done a lot for it and took a step back from his career and used his fame for that purpose is actually Ashton Kutcher. Yeah, he actually spoke at the UN, to the government, everybody that he could get to listen in official capacity. And he put his career on the line for it. People are like, oh, you're so stupid, you're so stupid. Hollywood elite is saying the same thing. Yet they're remaining silent over it. To me, it shouldn't be a thing that you remain silent over. You know, this is kids. This is kids' lives. And everything to do with them, and yet no one seems to bat an eyelid or give a damn over it. So that to me is actually a good thing, that it's being pushed harder and harder among, you know, proper channels in regards to Facebook, in regards to social media and the such, like, because we're hoping, you know, everyone's hoping that it'll get out there. And it's funny because people actually broke into the lobby of CNN today and were, yeah, but you'll know why in a minute why you didn't hear it. to protest about, you know, child sex trafficking and all the things associated with it. And CNN refused to do a report on it, and neither did any of the news channels, because in their words, it was not newsworthy. Yeah, we can talk about Trump making his little comments. We can talk about the coronavirus. But when it comes to kids, it seems like it's, you know, a subject that people just don't want to talk about. But we should know that, because every time there's a school shooting, it goes to people's rights to bear arms. No one seems concerned about the hundreds of lives that have been lost. You know, no one seems to really give a shit about that. 2 minutes later. But no one seems to really give a shit about that. You know, it's always about people's rights to bear arms and, you know, the right to have weapons, and you're not going to take our white rights to have guns away and all this lot. So we already know that when the U.S. basically said it's okay for kids to be killed, that they didn't really give a shit about kids being used as sexual objects.
This is like you said, like, they let it be okay for, like, having people, some people carry guns and stuff. And it seems like they still didn't do anything about, like, checking people's backgrounds and stuff like that.
They have in some states, but not in all of them. And you can still buy assault rifles and automatic weapons. What do you need an automatic weapon for unless the zombie apocalypse is happening?
Exactly.
So that's where part of the problem is. We're hoping, you know, everybody who's trying to, you know, keep it in the public eye and keep it moving is hoping that something will be done, that people will listen, you know, the changes will be made. And it would be nice if Hollywood would actually, you know, come forward and say something. Because we all know over recent years, things have come forward in regards to people like Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, if you can, there's a bunch of shows in regards to what actually happened. There's one on Lifetime. There's a couple on Netflix. That type of thing. And the thing is that this, you know, this is just the beginning, because Epstein started naming names. And in regards to, like, who he was naming, he started to name people in the Clinton administration, including Bill, actually. Prince Andrew was named as being one of the people who went to the islands that Epstein owned. Trump, which we already knew he had some sexual deviancies going on. Hold on, let's not even go there. I don't want to turn it into a Trump thing right now. But on top of that, they haven't released all the names, but there are certain actors and actresses involved, Hollywood directors. Harvey Weinstein, they believe, was part of the Epstein lot as well. We all know that he sexually abused a lot of female actresses.
Right.
We've had people like, I got to remember which one it is, Corey Feldman came out years ago and said that kids and people were being abused in Hollywood. And people laughed at him and said that he was paranoid and he was, you know, lying and everything. And
Yeah, I remember them talking about that the other day.
Yeah, and now it's a case of people are listening and saying, well, maybe what he said was true. All in all, things have got to be done and things have got to be changed to help, you know, these kids not be victims,
right,
not be victimized, and those who are responsible for it to go to jail. That's all there is to it. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to get some more details together in regards to it. I was actually in Racine this past week. I couldn't get back because we had tornadoes and the power went out where I was. So the vehicles were in the garage and you couldn't open the garage. So I'm kind of behind in knowing what I wanted to do for the show. But next week we'll go further into details. I'll get some more info for it and everything. But for now, we're just going to say goodnight and we will catch you all again next week.